And welcome back to my podcast. Today we'll be talking about how did I start following God. And my voice is really, really messed up. I don't know what it is. It just might be ears. I don't know. So today I'll be talking about how I started following God and how did my life change. Okay, let's get right into it. So how did I start following God? I'm just going to start by saying, number one, I was an alcoholic. Like, I started drinking at a really early age, and I was super depressed, and I just absolutely did not like who I was as a person. I started doing things to my body, like trigger warning, self-harming, and another trigger warning. I tried to take my life a couple times, and it was just super sad. So I know that I kind of reached like rock bottom when I had moved back to Ohio, and I felt like nobody was there for me. And I remember I started praying like March 2025, and I started praying to God, and I said, God, please, I need you. And I remember that's all I said. I was like, God, I need you. I need to change. I need something to happen, but I don't want to stop smoking weed. Because mind you, I was smoking 12 to 14 blunts a day. And I did grow up in church. But the thing was, is that I may have grown up in church, but the thing is that I never understood the concept on how to follow God. And it got pretty rough from there on. I mean, I was just doing whatever I want. I didn't want to listen to rules. I didn't want to listen to anybody. I didn't care what anybody had to say. And so I kind of just started doing my own thing, what I thought was good for me, which didn't get me absolutely, it didn't get me anywhere. Let's put it that way. It literally got me nowhere. And I was just super defiant, stubborn, didn't want to listen. And I remember I was in Ohio, and I was living with my grandma at the time, and I was telling my grandma, I was like, I really need help. But she kind of didn't do anything to help me. She was just okay. She's just going through it. And then I remember people stopped answering their phones, and people stopped talking to me and stuff like that, which was kind of my fault, because I was angry. Like, I was super, super, duper angry all the time. I mean, constantly angry and everything like that. But the thing was, is that I officially came to terms with that nobody's going to help me. Maybe I need to try to figure out how to go about this God thing. That's how I described it, this God thing, by myself. And so what I did was, is I started reading the Bible, and I started doing Bible verses all the time. And I remember reading this Bible verse in Matthew. It's called, "Do not worry. Do not worry about the air of tomorrow. Do not worry about the birds in the sky. Do not worry about what you shall eat or drink." For some reason, I stopped worrying about all types of stuff. I stopped worrying about what people thought. And it came gradually, you know, it didn't all just come at once. But like 2 weeks later, I'm just like, okay, I need to figure this out. But I started doing stuff for myself more. I started drawing more. I started eating more, because I really wasn't eating like full meals. I would only eat like once a day. Really, like once a day, like one time in the morning. And then maybe I would eat like chips at night or something, and that was it. And so it got pretty rough, I can tell you that. It definitely got pretty rough, and I definitely still probably didn't understand half of the things now, but I started to slowly understand, and I started to slowly get it. And I was young at the time. Like, not young, but I was pretty young, so of course at the time I kind of cared what people thought, but for some reason, when I started, like, reading the Bible all the time, and when I genuinely started focusing on how can I grow a relationship with God, things got easier. Not easier, but they got better, because I finally started to realize how to go about all of this, and I started to realize, like, what I need to do. How can I do this? Like, how can I genuinely listen to God? And I actually ended up moving back to Arizona after I went to New York for 4 days. And that was before I had got, I mean, that was after I got accepted into college, because I thought that if I go to college and New York, yada yada, and I didn't know anything about New York. And I remember I just went, and I literally just went, like, I just went, and I thought that I'm gonna have this great life, and, you know, stuck in my head. And I remember I was in this homeless shelter for like a week and a half, and I was here with these ladies, and then this one girl, she was like, you shouldn't be here, like, you're too nice, like, people in New York don't care about you, this is a dog-eat-dog world. And so I'm sitting here, I'm like, I don't even know what that means. And, you know, me being defiant, for some reason, I knew that she was right. I knew that she was right, and I knew that I needed to leave. So they ended up, the homeless shelter ended up getting me a ticket back home. And that's where I ended up coming back to Arizona. And then I was actually, I ended up back in Copper Springs. I ended up in Copper Springs, and then I ended up in a sober living. And then I started going to church. But I didn't, this is where I didn't go all the time, because I was like, okay, I'm going to church. That's it. Relationship with God. Boom. But I realized my relationship with God came with me sitting still with him, me talking to him, me sharing it with other people. And that's kind of what I did, is I started going constantly. I also started going to meetings because, you know, smoking a lot of weed, which weed isn't, I don't know. For some people, it can be. But I knew that I was angry without it, and I hated people without it, and I smoked so much that it was just so bad, and I just thought that that was the only way, was to literally smoke weed. It was sad. Like, I was a person that was, like, I felt really depressed and alone at first, when I first was put in my sober living. And at first, I didn't want to really talk to people at church because I didn't like church people. But I don't even know. It started to kind of all come together. Like, I finally stopped being awkward with people. I finally learned how to have conversations. And I finally learned how to go about all of this, because I knew that if I didn't, then I would probably fall off the deep end. So the church that I go to now is called Stone Point Community Church. It's in Arizona. And it's a really, I don't even know, man. Like, that church is, it saved my life. Well, God saved my life. But the sermons and the way that the pastors puts things in perspective has definitely saved my life before it was too late, because I knew that if I didn't do something, then I was probably going to end up back where I never wanted to be at. I don't know how to explain it. Like, I stopped talking to certain friends because I remember telling somebody I got sober, and they were like, oh, well, I guess we don't really have a reason to hang out. I was like, oh, okay. Mind you, all me and this person did was literally, all we did was literally smoke weed and drink together. Yeah. And I used to go to high school with her, and we used to live next to each other. So it was just rough because we just didn't really get along, I guess. Like, it never really, like, we never really got along, and we never really, I don't know. Like, I don't think I was a good friend. Like, we got along, but, I don't know. Y'all. It was hard to explain. Like, it was kind of like, once I got sober, people started looking at me different. Like, oh, she's sober. Is she even gonna really take this seriously? Like, take us being friends seriously? Or is she just, like, a new person? I don't know how to explain it. It was just weird. And, yeah. That's pretty much, yeah. But anyways, no, I got baptized October 5th, 2024. And I've also been going to church. I've been going to for about a year now. And it definitely had a really, really huge impact on my life. I mean, man, the way that things, at first I was just going and I wasn't really paying attention. Like, I would take notes and stuff, but I would never go back to those notes. But now I actually go back to those notes and I annotate and stuff like that. But I realized I had to do something to better my life, and going to church was it. Like, growing my relationship in God was it. Like, genuinely being there to have that relationship with God is one of the best decisions I have ever made in my life. And at first, I didn't really get the concept of having a relationship with God. So I didn't, this is going to sound kind of dumb, but I didn't really call myself a Christian until I got it down. Until I knew what having a relationship with God looked like, which is spending time with God, putting him first, and literally everything, finances, even when you pick something out to eat, like, putting him first in, like, finances and stuff like that. Like, definitely put God first, because your life will, like, change, and it will be better than what it was. And, of course, I still do things that I still do. in my life that I need to change and things that I need to fix and stuff that I have no business doing and stuff like that. But here's the thing. Like, I get convicted about it. Like, at first, when I first didn't have a relationship with God, I got condemned. But now I get convicted because I know that I'm doing things right to change my life. You know what I'm saying? It was really weird. It was just weird the way that, like, everything kind of worked out. It's not weird. I think that it was all God. I knew that there was a reason why I was isolated at the time. Like, I mean, I was really, really isolated from people. And I used that time when I was isolated to grow with God. And how do I explain it? Like, when I did it, like, of course, I felt like, where is everybody at? Is nobody else going to follow God? And when I started following God, I actually understood that, like, bro, I need to do this. Like, I need to, like, genuinely lock in. Because, like, if I'm not doing this the correct way, then my life is going to go downhill from here. And I can't, you know, I can't risk that, you know? So I genuinely started to understand and I started to grow. And there's still things that I need to learn and there's still things that I need to stop doing. But there's things that I still don't know. Like, let me not put it out there. I don't know everything. I don't. Half of the time I'm wrong. Half of the time I'm right. A majority of the time I'm wrong. A majority of the time I'm right. You know what I'm saying? Because I don't know everything. And if I did know everything, then I would be prideful. So I'm going to, like, open up this journal. And I'm going to go back to some of my old church notes. So, oh my gosh, I had such good handwriting. Wow, this is crazy. What happened? My handwriting was so good. Like, wow, this is crazy. So I started doing this thing where I had, like, fruits of the spirit, right? Which is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. And then I started like working and praying on the, like, praying to God, like, God, I need all these fruits of the spirit. But then I would genuinely get tested in love, and then I would get tested in joy, and then I would get tested in peace. Definitely patience. Patience was really hard for me because I went through a time where I literally didn't have a job for like 3 months. I was behind on my rent for my sober living. I was going through it. And then I went through kindness where people started being mean and I was like, nah, nah, nah. And then I had to practice kindness myself. Faithfulness, where I had to be faithful, but I didn't know how to go about faith. And then my pastor started talking about faith. And then I was like, what? Like, this is how I do this. What? Have faith in God and not have faith in myself or this and my abilities and this and that. I was just like, okay, this is how it's supposed to go. So I read this Bible verse, Matthew 7:7. Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and the one who seeks finds, and to the one who knocks it will be open. So I remember I genuinely did this thing where, this is going to sound kind of stupid. I did this thing where I actually knocked on a door and I said, God, I need help. And I'm knocking on the door and I need you to guide me. It was kind of crazy because then I kind of, for some reason, something popped up in my head, like, start serving in the church. And so I started serving in the church and started going to Bible college, like, 3 months later. No, I didn't go until five months later. Because I genuinely didn't understand. So, like, I was starting to understand and I was starting to grasp it and it was starting to stick. But then I went through this period of time where I didn't have a job and I was like, God, what is this? I'm knocking on the door. I'm seeking. And I'm trying to, like, ask, and I just knew that I needed to sit still because I was, like, a busybody. I felt like I always need to have everything done at the same time. Everything, I needed to be right constantly, yada, yada, yada. And then I realized, Shekinah, you cannot always be right about everything. And I realized that if I kept trying to be right about everything, then it would literally only make me more prideful. Like, and trust me, I had some pride. I had an ego. I thought that I knew everything when I first started to learn God. And I actually started to yell at people about following God. Not like in a friendly, telling them about God. I mean, I genuinely used to yell at you. I used to be like, why don't you read the Bible? But I couldn't do that. Like, no. No. So I actually ended up filling up this whole entire journal with church notes, with my own personal Bible study. And now I have a new journal that's almost literally filled up. And I have a prayer journal. I mean, I literally have, like, like, all of this, like, oh, gosh, it's crazy. I have, like, so many notebooks filled with church notes and filled with Bible studies. Like, sometimes I don't even know which one to go to. Like, I'm just like, oh, God. Like, God, help me, please. And sometimes I'll genuinely sit there and I'll talk to God, like, out loud. And it actually helps me put my, like, opinions into perspective. You know, or not my opinions, or not my opinions, my thoughts into perspective. Sorry, not opinion. But it genuinely helps that, because I'm genuinely starting to understand, like, kind of, this, you can't do that. You can't yell at people about following God and then follow God. Like, I literally used to yell at people. I used to tell them, like, I know about this and that, and you do this and that. And then they would be like, oh, show me where that says that in the Bible. And I used to be like, So that stopped real quick, because I don't know everything. I don't know how am I going to do this? And Shekinah, you don't know this. Like, why do you think that you know everything? Shekinah, you don't. And it was rough. It was rough because I genuinely wished that I could help people, but I wasn't doing it in the right way. But at first, like, well, no. At first, I don't know how to explain it. Like, it was just, I don't know, y'all. I don't know. It was like, I don't know. Like, I don't know how to describe it. Like, it was like, I thought that I knew everything, but I didn't know everything. So when somebody asked, show me where the Bible verse is at, I was just like, oh, okay, I can do it. You can't, yada, yada, yada. And then, yeah, like, once I started going to Bible college and once I started actually understanding what the pastor was talking about, I actually got my stuff together and I actually started being quiet. If somebody asked me a question, I would make sure I had a Bible verse, or either I would make sure I knew what I was talking about and I would make sure I actually could say something that could help them. But I remember there was this young lady at my sober living, as I'm saying young lady, as if I'm not young myself. I am 19. I'm about to be 20, but I'm 19. And there was this young lady, and she was like, I don't know how to follow God and stuff like that. But I remember just telling her some stuff that I had learned in church myself. And I was just like, wow, you're actually helping somebody without yelling at them. But I did say it in a way that was more honest rather than, like, sugarcoating it, because I was like, I'm not about to sugarcoat this for you. If it wasn't sugarcoated for me, it's not about to be sugarcoated for you. And so, yeah, I really did. Like, that was the first time I ever realized that I actually want to help young people. Like, people that were my age that were struggling with depression and anxiety and that are trying to follow God. And so I was like, what's a better way than to start a podcast? People love listening to stuff while they're cleaning, doing this, doing that, doing that. So I was like, why not do that, you know? I have a cat now. Her name's Sasha. Sasha, come here. Come here, girl. Okay, whatever. Do whatever you want to do. But it was rough. It was rough. Walking with God for me was not easy. It wasn't. And I just, maybe it was rough for me because I genuinely was being stubborn. And I was like, God, I don't know. And I don't care. Like, that's literally, I was like, God, I don't want to know. And I don't want to care. Like, I was just going to church just to go through the motions. And at first it was interesting, because stuff in my life wouldn't change, and I'd be like, God, I'm going to church, why isn't my life changing? And next thing you know, I actually had to understand why I was going through the things I was going through, and it made sense to me. And I did what I needed to do. Sorry, it's a little bit of silence because I'm actually trying to build some stuff for a website, which I'm super excited. But yeah, I don't know. Like, God has definitely changed my life. And I am talking about this for a while because, well, I've been trying to talk about it for a while. But, like, the stuff that I genuinely used to journal, and I'm looking back at it like a dude, I was genuinely trying to learn. And I'm so glad that I did learn. And I'm so glad that I'm able to help out somebody else the way that somebody actually did help me. Because I had this this friend, and I would literally go to her about everything. And I knew that she was tired of it. And I remember going to her, like, last Sunday, and I was like, dude, I'm so sorry about all the times I came up to you, and I was just ranting, ranting, ranting. And she was like, no, but now you have the tools to do it to help somebody else. And I was like, you're right. And I told her I had a podcast. She said, share with her. So I did. Yeah. But she really has helped me because, girl, I was Woo! I was wilding. And there are things that I still struggle with. And I keep saying that because it's not easy. Like, if it was easy, everybody would be doing it. But that's why some people give up, because they want the easy way. But the easy way doesn't get you anywhere. It really does not. The easy way gets you, make it a shortcut or something like that. But y'all, if I can't have it easy, neither can y'all. if it's not told to me in a nice way, then it's not gonna be told to y'all in a nice way. Like, you know what I'm saying? But, like, at first I realized I had to stop being assertive with people about following God, because I don't think Jesus went around hitting people in the head with a Bible and telling them to follow God. Silent or silenced, you know? There's a difference, you know? God still loves you, right? And I had to realize that God still loved me, right? But it's like when you were younger and your parents used to discipline you. But they used to kind of, like, put you in a corner, or used to get grounded or something like that. They still loved you. They were just teaching you, you know? And the stuff that I went through was not God. But I knew that God was like, you need to come back to me. Like, you need to come back. Like, you need to come back. You know, so he pulled me out of all of that. But I put myself in all of that. So there's kind of a difference. Like, I'm trying to remember that Bible verse, but I'm not going to say it unless I know what Bible verse it is. I think it's in Proverbs. It's in Proverbs. It says that people choose their own ways and then they're angry at the Lord. And I was like that. Like, I would choose my own path. And I was like, God, why am I going through this? And I used to literally argue with God. Like, and I know he was just sitting there like, child, if you don't, just listen to what I have to say. But I stopped doing that. And I listened and I got it together. And I realized that there's only one way, and that was through Jesus. So I got baptized. I turned my life around. Of course, I still went through things and I'm still sad, but I knew how to navigate that. And I knew that everything that I had went through, it has benefited me. And it's definitely benefited me. It has changed my life. And it definitely, I don't even know how to explain it. Like, it's crazy. But that is all I have for today. And thank you for listening. And if you genuinely feel like you need, like, help with following God, I would start off by saying, literally just start by reading the Bible, because that's what I did. And if you don't understand it, put in a version that you do understand it, NLT, Amplified Classic, New King James Version, whatever helps you understand it. And that's what I did. I started putting in an NLT, because I didn't really understand it in King James, like valve, earth, death, heath, sheath, that with. I didn't really understand that. And that's not even me trying to be funny. Like, I genuinely didn't understand, because I was like, what is doeth, God? Like, what is doeth? Like, I literally used to be like that. And now I just, like, it's NLT. So now I actually get it. And, like, it makes a lot of sense to me. But definitely. And also, check out the, like, podcast for my church. They have a podcast. It's called Stone Point Community Church. It should say, like, sermons or something. But if you need me to, I'll put in a link. But yes, thank you for tuning in. Another little bit of a short episode. It's not as long as my other ones, because I talk a lot. So maybe, I don't know. But God loves you. He really does. He will never leave or forsake you. That is a Bible verse too. I just am not good at remembering them, which I need to get better at. I'm really sorry. But anyways, have a good day. God loves you. And remember that you are made in God's image. Bye.